Was it a little uncomfortable in your house last night, Maria?
Yeah, because I really had no idea what my husband would say, and I think he said a little too much.
Yeah, the loaded question that we asked our spouses last night, Maria asked her husband what question?
Knowing what you know now, what warning label should have come with me when we met?
Donna on our Facebook page wrote a stubborn Taurus male approaching, which I thought was funny because I'm actually a Taurus as well. This was your husband's response.
Okay, my lovely husband, knowing what you know now, what warning label should I have come with when we met?
Hang on, let me get my notepad.
There's funny. More than one.
Yeah. Gets loud with the more alcohol she consumes. Also spends lots of money shopping online.
Uh-oh.
No matter where she is, if she's drinking.
So drunk purchases?
Drunk purchases, yeah.
True. Yeah,
just anything that comes to mind, she'll buy them. Plastic microphones.
Yeah, that happens.
Anything. And probably just the other would be often releases gas while sleeping.
Wow.
I learned that lesson because I come to bed after she does, and I've walked into a room before where, oh man, I have to turn around and go sleep on the couch sometimes. That's about it.
Why is your face so red, Maria?
Because it's so true.
And you're sleeping. You don't even know. He's told you these things before, huh?
More than once.
So would the warning label go right on your butt? Like, where do you put that warning label?
Warning, emits gas. my new tattoo. So three warning labels for me. Now, what did Steph say?
I got to say, I've never seen her enjoy something, my homework, as it were, as much as this. This was her response.
Hey, it's Chad. I'm here with my wife at home asking her the loaded question. Knowing what you know now, what warning label should have come with him when we met?
It's a toss-up. I have two warnings.
Oh, boy.
First warning, your mom's crazy.
All right, that's a pretty solid one. What else you got?
Second warning, you're a one-upper when it comes to being sick or having a bad day.
Nobody is as sick as me. That is true.
Ever, 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 ever.
So that was kind of the gist of it. She goes on and on about my sickness, because I've been sick, as you know.
Yeah.
Last night, I could barely breathe, and a lot of stuff was coming out of my nose, is the best way to put it. She says that I'm a complainer when I'm sick.
So you're one of those men who, you know, you get a hangnail and you need to go get it amputated?
No, but when I do get sick, which is very rare, I can't tell you the last time, it's been a year or so.
Yeah.
Since I've been, like, really sick, I demand a little sympathy.
Demand?
To the point where, you know what happened last night? I wanted some DayQuil. You know where the DayQuil is? It's gone, because I'm always the one that's like, hey, you guys need DayQuil? Let me go get it for you. When I need it, it's gone. I'm done giving my medicine away.
Did your wife go get you some DayQuil?
She did.